Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, and welcome to Conversations with Spirit with your host, Matthew James. In today's show, you can contact Matthew by calling 760-283-4611 or prefix 001-760-283-4611 or connect on Skype for free. And now, here's your host, Matthew James.
Hello and welcome again to Conversations with Spirit here on Mike Spirit FM. I'm your host, Matthew James, here in freezing cold Canberra in Australia. Here it's a little past 6 o'clock in the morning. My apologies, first of all, for the technical hitches we had on last week's show. For anyone who experienced them, I know they weren't pleasant. We had the sound of fireworks from probably about 15 minutes onwards in the show. We only had music. I was able to bring my guests on last week, but that was about as much as we did on the show. We had terrible storms here over Canberra, over the ACT and New South Wales area, which is what I believe caused the technical problems that we actually had. Hopefully, fingers crossed, we're going to have a more stable connection this week. We do actually have a new modem, broadband modem here in the studio. So with a bit of luck, things are going to go much more to plan this week. I've got two fantastic guests on this week. Anyone who was listening last week will know who the two guests are because I've asked them back on this week because last week was such a cock-up. Now, anybody who has not heard of me or have listened to me before, I'm going to suggest going over to my website, which is www.matthewjamesmedium.com. That's two T's in Matthew. And check out my website for the type of readings that I do, the distance readings that I do through Skype and phone and video and through email. I do a lot of what you Americans call gallery readings. I'm a stand-up medium, much in the vein of Lisa Williams or John Edwards. I have two brilliant guests on. Well, it's our morning for one and hour and evening for our other guests. We've got one from Australia, Sydney in Australia. We've got another one from the UK. Now, Chris Aldous is pretty well known to you guys here on Blog Talk Radio on Mike Spirit FM, because I've had Chris on a number of times before. My other guest from Sydney in Australia is Matt Zonka, who made his debut last week and unfortunately was unable to provide any readings for us because, I won't go into that anymore. Let's put the water under the bridge, and it's a new radio show, but here you go. The idea of today's show, everyone, we've already got callers in the line. We've already got a number of people. We're going to be taking live calls. It's the usual format for the show. We will be taking calls. We're spending probably between 5 and 10 minutes with each one of our callers. All three of us will be taking turns to do a little bit of a link for our callers. Anyone who is interested in calling in, the guest call-in number is area code 760-283-4611. That's 760-283-4611. We also encourage people to Skype in as well by following the little blue S button on the actual radio player. We do actually have some callers who have Skyped in this week, which is great to see. We have our chat room open, and we sort of ask people to join in with us in the chat on the chat room, ask us some spiritual questions, spiritual guided questions. We don't do any readings as such in the chat room. We actually wait for the live calls. Now, without further ado, I'm going to introduce my two splendid guests. I'm going to introduce Matt Zonka. Hello, Matt. How are you? Matt.
Hi, Chris. Hey. Oh, no. Hi, Chris and Matt.
Hiya, Matt. Hang on a minute. Live studio audience. Hang on a second. Matt Zonka, everybody. And I'm going to introduce my other guest, Chris Aldous. Hi, Chris. How are things?
Not too bad, and how are you?
Good, it's great to have you back, matey. I'm going to say Chris Aldous. Okay, gentlemen, here we are. It's a bit of deja vu, isn't it, from last week?
It is indeed.
Yes, indeed.
and you can laugh, Mr. Zonka. You can laugh. It was funny. I was trying to get back into the show, and all I could do was keep playing the music play buttons, and it was funny.
Yeah, it was.
I know. And I think we're going to have one of these shows this evening. I know both Matt and Chris are prone to giggles and fits of laughter, and that's what we're really encouraged for this show. So I think what we'll do first of all, just do a round robin. And Matt, do you want to just quickly introduce yourself and just let people know who you are and just generally give people a feel of the type of person that you are as far as a psychic is concerned?
Okay, so the way I work is generally through using numerology and cards, but also do, of course, first things and foremost, see clairvoyantly. So I'll see images. A lot of the time, it works a bit weirdly for me. With some people, they get names and stuff like that. I get symbols and images floating in front of me. And what that is, it's interesting because I've found with the sort of clients I get as well, they're actually quite happy for that, for the simple reason that if you provide fairly simple symbology or images of what you're getting, they actually will get it. Generally speaking, if I'm seeing someone with really, really positive relationships, for example, I'll see, for example, two friendship rings linked together where they can't break, where, say, for example, the relationship they've got isn't going to break. If they've had household issues, for example, so the floorboards pulling up, then it'll actually feed other images. So I get usually a stream. The tools that I use are basically a fairly basic set of cards, a little old plain deck of cards. It's nothing fancy, but you don't really need fancy tools for this game anyway. It's got to be just straight from the truth and that sort of thing. And then I also do dates of birth as well. So that's also a little bit of a tool.
So callers, I'll just interrupt there for Matt. People who are wanting readings, who are in the switchboard, if you are actually interested in having a numerology reading, just let us know your date of birth when I actually call you in, because I do a bit of numerology as well, so we might just do a bit of numerology on the show this evening, morning, afternoon as well.
So, look, I work in a variety of ways, but, I mean, I'm usually fairly gentle with my readings. The one thing which I would never do is I get these funny little people come in who ask for things like lottery numbers and when a particular member of family is going to pass on. It's usually amusing. It's like they're trying to find out so they can get some dollars out of them. But I'm going
but
to look
hey,
like...
would we really divulge lottery numbers, Matt? We'll be keeping them for ourselves, wouldn't we?
Well, I tell you what, if I could predict my lotto numbers, I wouldn't be doing this. But
oh,
it's
that's
also
true.
I
actually predicted a lottery win for my wife, Chris. I turned the own cards, my Light of Truth Oracle, and she said to me, are we going to win the lotto this week? And I said, yeah. I said, but it's going to be less than $55. We won $52.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, you do get people coming like that, but the majority we usually will ask on relationships and that sort of thing.
Where can we get hold of you, Matt? What's your web page or how can we get hold of you on Facebook?
So the web page is actually currently being built, mainly because I've actually had an expanded number of readings. I'm at just simply mattzonka.com. It's pretty easy. Just two T's in Matt and ZONCA.com. It just comes up as a simple card reader's site. That's all I talk about myself and have links. It's nothing special, just the usual email request and that or direct telephone. But, I mean, look, with background-wise, I mean, I came into the game a little bit later, mainly due to sort of usual working life and that sort of thing. And then I decided more sort of a handful of years ago to take it up through basic market, working in a little marketplace in Sydney. I work from a little reading room in the city now and then work my own practice at home. And it's funny, you know, with readings, the attitude I have is you've got to be able to do them anywhere.
Okay, Matt, you're breaking up a little bit. So what I'll do is
people say you've got to have a particular reading room. Yep.
You're breaking up a little bit.
Matt?
Let me just bring Chris in. Chris, do you want to just quickly explain, let everybody know who Chris Aldous is and how we can get hold of Chris, how we can get hold of you, Chris. I don't know if we're breaking up or not.
All right. Well, I'm based in the UK. Like many mediums, I was born with it and I left it alone pretty much. I knew about it when I was in my early 20s, late teens, led a life, had fun, made mistakes, lots of mistakes. That's part of life. And then went back to it when I was about 32. You can find me on Facebook, Medium Chris Aldous. If you Google my name, you'll find me. I've got another website on web pages or whatever. It's only a basic site, and I've actually posted a link to my mediumship page on the chat room for anybody who's interested. So there's plenty of ways to find me.
Yeah, it's Facebook page is Medium Chris Alders. There you go. There's the direct link about halfway through the chat room. Awesome. Thanks, Chris, for that.
Okay. And I've not looked back since I've been doing it. I've enjoyed doing it. Otherwise, I wouldn't do it.
Fantastic.
And going what you were saying about people asking what are the lottery numbers and that, I says, well, if we knew that, there'd be no mediums. We'd all be in Barbados.
That is correct. That's very correct. We would be in the lap of luxury. We'll be buying all these luxury apartments everywhere, and we would be doing our readings from those. And we wouldn't have to go through the strife and toil and keeping our head above water that this path actually brings for us.
Yep. Exactly.
Hey guys, I mean, if we were told, right, can you imagine as a child, right, you go through education and somebody says, right, forget your education, and you're going to be using cards and you're going to be communicating with spirit, but you're going to be really living a life of a pauper doing this. Do you think we'd agree to it?
Well, no, but then again, you live and learn, and I think part of the path is you learn to let go of a lot of things, and a lot of what people hold on to in this life, you let it go, and it brings you peace of mind as well.
That's right.
So it's horses and courses. Horses for courses, I should say.
That's right. It certainly is. Oh, that's a good old pommy term. I've not heard that one for a while. Horses for courses. Wow. I don't even know the origins of that. I mean, we've got such a obscure language, horses for courses. God, you got me thinking there, Chris.
It sounds like you're going to put a horse on the menu for dinner and you're going to have, whoa, that's a bit big on the plate. I'll just have to take time to eat it.
That's right. I mean, it's an old saying that my, I think it was one of my Scottish uncles used to say, he was that hungry he could eat the horse and come back for the jockey. That was another silly term as well.
But it's interesting too, because, I mean, all the decent readers have met the game. I mean, like most of them, the ones I know, most of them have nearly carked it two or three times. They've had near-death things, and then they've come back, and they've come back stronger.
Yeah, but do we know of many millionaire mediums? No, we don't.
Not really. If someone can call in and tell us who's a millionaire medium, would be most appreciated.
I know. There ain't a lot of us about.
No, it's there's days when you do readings where you feel flattened like a chalk on the road, but I think too, like with me, I'm a youngster to the bunch, and for me it's a continual learning experience. And the thing is too, is that you've got to teach your clients who you work for. You've got to actually, I usually say, look, try and learn little bits of this yourself and don't depend on us entirely. It's nice to get a little bit of guidance, but it's also too, I usually say to the guys I work for, look, it's your journey. And I mean, I'm only providing a pathway for you, and you have to actually put in your own work. And this is, it can catch people off guard, but I mean, look, if I don't, it's what I call the Pinocchio effect, where if you don't tell the truth the way it is, or if you're not picking up on stuff, tell them. Or if you tell them in a way where they understand it. You know, and
it's, truth, integrity, and honesty. Truth, integrity, and honesty.
That's right. Yep.
And I know. I primed my guests, listeners, just before we started the show. I was going to quote the immortal word "psychics coming out of the woodwork" because that's what we were actually going to talk about the fact that they're coming out of the woodwork. They're like woodlice at the moment. There's thousands and thousands and thousands of psychics out there at the minute. How can you, poor listeners, how can people who want a reading know who the genuine ones are and who are not? I mean, what's your take on that, Chris?
Well, I remember I've done a psychic show. It's all like the where you have your stall and everything, yeah?
Like an expo, yeah.
Yeah, and I'm sat there, and I'm not doing many readings. I did like about five during the day and a public demo at the end of the night. all top quality. And the woman who was sat next to me was making a killing. She was charging 25 quid a reading, and she was reading angel cards. What really got me was the fact that she was reading the book for the angel cards.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah?
I've seen that over here. I've been at expos, and there's been some. They've had to get the book out and actually show the book to their client to explain what the meaning of the card was. And I'm going, and people are paying good money for this. Yet I'm sitting there, I'm twiddling my thumbs, and I'm going, oh my God, what is happening?
Exactly. There's a lot out there who. I usually call it the God complex. Go on, say it, Chris.
What you said before the show started, you were going to be bold and going to say, yeah, there's a lot of readers out there, but a lot of them are...
crap. They're not very good, basically.
It is not a quick get-rich-quick pathway that we are on, is it? It's blood, sweat, and tears.
It is. And the thing is, too, like, I mean, I do an amount of regular readings, but, I mean, it's, like, I mean, I've worked also as a carer for over 10 years, and, I mean, it pays as much as being a carer. So if people think they're going to get rich being a medium or sort of a medium come psychic, or there's a bit of a debate about both, too, in circles as well, which is another thing, but... the thing is that if people think they're going to get wealthy from it, it's a hard path. I'll come home exhausted, even after a four or five hour straight. If I've gone to a party, if someone's energy is draining, it'll knacker me. And I mean, that is, it's just the game. And then you've got to do the salt baths, you've got to go out for the run, you've got to do whatever and take time out. And the thing is, too, is that time out is as important as time in this stuff. You know,
you've
got to look after yourself.
That's right. I mean, I had it said to me once, how can just sitting there talking to people be tiring? Well, there's more to it than just talking. I mean, there's a shop that I regularly go to in New South Wales, and I get clients there. And in the early days, my friend there, and bless her for doing it the first time. She gave me about 10 or 12 readings without a break, and I said, I need a break. I need about three or four people, then I want about a half an hour break before I do another three or four, because doing 10 on the bounce, it is ridiculously tiring.
Yep.
And until you've actually gone through it, and until you actually do it, people do not realise... I mean, all right, there might only be like 15-minute or half-hour or 45-minute readings in an expo or a party booking environment, but each one of those people, you're making a link and a connection with each of those people, and that takes energy.
It does indeed. I remember I did a demo and I did 13 readings because somebody said it's £10 for 10 minutes, and I thought... oh, there's only going to be about four, and there's 20 people waiting for me. Mm-hmm. So I worked solid from 8 o'clock until about 12:30, and I was wiped out for 2 days.
Jeez. Well, yeah, I remember I went to a promotion in Birmingham. This was Birmingham, UK. Oh, God, this was years ago, and there were only five-minute readings, and it was a bit of a promo thing, and it was something for... It was some kind of peas or some kind of veg product. I can't remember to this day what it was, but we'd been brought in as the psychics, and we were doing 5 minute readings. And all I remember is from about 10 in the morning till about 5 o'clock, I was doing these constant 5 minute readings. And you think, oh, 5 minute readings, oh, that's really no problem doing five. It's really draining.
Yeah. But it's when you read, you always ask for that classic thing of highest intention, highest good. That's the whole thing. And it does come with a bit of a price, but that's, I've kind of got used to the bits of it. And look, as long as you're doing the right thing by people, that's the main thing. And, you know, sometimes people won't get the information you're getting, and then they'll get it later on when a message comes through, you know, so they're just, that's just the
way
it
is. Yeah, that's what I say now to my clients is, look, I'm going to say as I get it, and I'll worry about the interpretation later. That means you get the information through and you get it as you get it. You're not spending half your time with your logical brain going, oh, I don't know what this means. Hang on a minute. Let me interpret it this for your client. I just bring it out and then I worry if it's right or wrong later.
Yeah. And I mean, that's the joy of it too. I mean, it's funny, you know, like, there was one reading I remember doing. There's one of my clients, she'd come up from Melbourne Way and sort of came to this little reading room where I was working at and said, all I can see is this little girl turning pages of a photographic album. She had for years had loved working with kids and then described it a bit. And she said, I've been wanting to get into the whole picture making game for years and no one's ever told me that. And the main thing is, I know it's a simple message, Chris and Matt, but the main thing is that even with that simple message, it provides a spark that it might help them on their life path.
Well, that's right. And mentioning readings, Chris, I think what we're going to do, because we're coming up to the half hour mark, and we do have heaps of people to read, so we've got plenty of victims on air this evening. And we'll take a music break, and then we'll actually go into doing some readings. And how do we want to do this? Who wants to go first? I'm Bagsy going third, so I can make some links because I'm the host and I have that prerogative. But who wants to go first?
Oh, flip a coin.
We'll make it up as we go along, but we'll alternate. But anybody, when we come back in about 5 minutes' time, if anybody wants a numerology reading with either me or Matt Zonk, I mean, Chris, you don't do numerology, do you?
I know it, but I don't do it.
Right. What we'll do is, if anyone wants a numerology reading with either me or Matt Zonka, basically thinking as I walk here on my feet, if anyone wants a numerology reading from one of the two Matts, then let us know what your date of birth is. But we're going to be back in about 4.5 minutes, and our first caller is area code 619. So area code 619 will be coming to you for some guidance, giving you some guidance in about 5 minutes' time.
Yeah, no worries. We'll be right back.
You are listening to Conversations with Spirit here on Mike Spirit FM. Welcome back. I'm your host, Matthew James. I am a medium and clairvoyant, and I have been for about 20, well, professionally for probably about 25, 26, maybe 27 years now. In the studio, we have Chris Aldous, we have Matt Zonka, and we are about to take some live calls. Anyone still interested in phoning in, we might just be able to fit you in. We have quite a long queue. Guest calling number is area code 760-283-4611, or you can actually Skype in, and I will see you on the switchboard. Now, our first call is area code 619. Hello, area code 619. What's your name, please, and where are you calling from?
Hi, I'm Heather.
Hi, Heather. Where are you calling from?
I'm in San Diego.
Hiya. And what's your weather like?
It's a little overcast right now, but it's pretty pleasant.
I bet it's warmer than minus three.
Is that what yours is?
Yeah, minus three.
We're
locked in winter and it's blooming cold. Oh, well, welcome to the show, Heather. What's your question for us?
So I guess we're doing numerology. Is that correct?
Yeah. If you want a numerology reading, that's absolutely fine.
Actually, I think can you do a medium instead? I mean, is there a way you can?
Yeah, we can. I mean, there's
my grandmother Rose.
We can give it our best shot. Have you got any information that you're actually requiring, Heather?
Are you saying about life in general? Is that what you're referring to, or just her?
Yeah,
specifically
that's okay. Chris, I will give you the distinction of doing starting the first reading off on the show. This evening for you. So, Chris, I will put you over to Heather and let you start the show off for us.
Good evening, Heather.
Hi, how are you?
You got the same name as my daughter.
Oh, that's
so
nice.
That's a bonus. Okay. Well, as I'm talking, or as you should say, as you was talking, the first thing that came to me is I've got a big dog in spirit as well. Okay? And I do want to put this dog around your grandmother as well.
Okay.
Can you understand this? Yeah?
More or less.
Yeah, I do feel as if this dog is like, it would have been, people would have looked at it and thought it's a guard dog, but it wasn't. It was soft. You understand? So it feels quite a chunky dog.
Okay.
Yeah, all right. Stop worrying about work. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Because you've been in a tiswas since March.
I've been,
okay.
I'm sorry, can you say that again? I've been inundated since March?
In a tiz.
You're
okay.
All over the place with work. You understand?
Right, yeah, that's correct. Yeah.
Okay, and things will settle down by July.
Okay,
yeah?
That's good to hear.
That's
yeah, which
month.
Is now.
Okay, yeah?
Yeah.
But you've got to make a decision what you want to do as well. Okay?
Right.
Your grandmother was a very strong-willed lady.
Yeah.
She would have been nice with everybody, but she would have kept her own counsel as well. You understand this?
Right.
Because what she's trying to say is it's okay listening to what everybody else says, yeah? But take it all with a
right.
pinch of salt, because you've
right.
got to decide for yourself. All right. And it's like you're being pulled in three directions at the moment. You understand?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you have got to decide exactly which direction you want to take, even if others don't appreciate it. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm, I want to talk. All right. This is in reference to a relationship where somebody doesn't want you to do something.
Okay.
You understand? Yeah. It's where they're trying to put the blocks on you to stop you going your own way.
Okay, yeah. And that makes sense.
You understand this? Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Well, go your own way anyway. Because it's your life, not theirs.
Right.
She's given me an October birthday as well.
Okay,
you understand?
Yeah.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
And I want to give around the 23rd as well.
October 23rd or just the date of the 23rd?
I want to say October the 23rd.
Okay.
You understand?
It doesn't really, that date doesn't ring a bell, but maybe I'm missing something.
All right. Not a problem, because she was, before she passed, she was in hospital. She's
uh-huh.
the same, but she wouldn't stay in a hospital bed. Do you understand? It's like she always had to get, she had to get up and go on a wander.
Okay.
You understand this? If you don't understand, I'll ask her for more. But it's like she hated being in the bed and sitting still.
Yeah, I mean, I think more in a spiritual sense, I think she was ready to be gone. Like physically, I think she was, she stayed put, but I think she was ready to have moved on otherwise.
Yeah. And she's, there is celebrations coming up around this month as well.
I'm sorry, you're saying her birthday celebration?
She's just saying celebrations this month, so I know there's a birthday due very soon.
Yeah.
This month. Yeah? You understand?
Right. Yeah. Right, yeah.
Heather, I'm cutting in, Chris, but did your grandmother have this problem or this tenderness in her bowel or her stomach area that I'm being shown at the moment? Would that have been your grandmother? I've got this tension or situation going on in her stomach area.
Not that I recall. I mean, she had gout towards the end. It was more in her heart.
Right. Okay. But I might not actually have your grandmother then. I might actually have someone else. So sorry, Chris, for cutting in then.
Okay. Someone is. Can you tell if female, male? I mean, is there?
Well, I'm still with a female, and I honestly thought I had your grandmother who was complaining that her stomach was sore or there was maybe something in her stomach area that had maybe been unmonitored. But I got an awareness that this is a lady who, when she chose to be, she could be quite quite silent, or she was a good listener, and she'd always been a good listener for you, and you've still not made the choices is what I was getting. You've still got, you're dithering around with the choices that you've got to make, because there's not someone around who you can trust for a second opinion at the moment. Not like her, anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, she's just always very comforting to speak with.
Yeah, I mean, you would sit down with her and it would be a case of she had the skill of extracting what was wrong with you, or she had the skill of giving you the advice that you needed to hear. And the word need is being emphasized here. But I'm definitely feeling a stomach area. I don't know. I mean, is there any way that that there was something else going on with her stomach? I mean, she's really wanting you to just check yourself out. Not that there's much wrong with you, dear. It's just get yourself checked out, because you seem to be feeling a little bit low, or a little bit emotionally low, or seem to be a little bit under the weather at the moment. Maybe it's the heat. Maybe you've had a maybe you have an aversion to high humidity. I mean, she's like putting her hands up as if to say, who knows what's wrong with Heather, but it's nothing serious.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it could be, I mean, anxiety in the stomach, you know, you get that a lot in your stomach. I mean, maybe that's more of a mental health that kind of shows itself via physical aspects. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Just out of interest, have you had any paranormal activity happening around you, like noises or a phone ringing or anything that is out of the ordinary at all in recent months?
Well, it's funny you say that because, you know, recently we moved into a new house and I keep feeling like I've seen flashes of things like out of the corner of my eye, and when I look up, there's nothing. And it's happening all the time.
It's just, I had it brought to my attention by your grandmother and also by, I feel, your grandfather as well, that you're not totally happy where you live, are you? Are you? Heather, you're not totally happy with where you are.
No, It's
being acknowledged, put it that way. It's being acknowledged. And I've just got a feeling that these choices that you've got to make really are things that you've been putting off for a while.
Right.
Matt, Mr. Zonka,
yes,
have you got anything? I know you're biting at the bit here, wanting to.
No, absolutely. We've people have actually got a bit of a discomfort with living where they live. They usually get the floorboards curling upwards. I know it's a little bit weird. It doesn't mean you get the whole house improvement thing going. Not at all. What it is with you, Heather, is more what I get is if you can imagine the floorboards being shifting around. And it's to do with, as a result of not being happy in your own place, what's happening is too, it's basically hitting your stress and anxiety and that sort of thing. What I do get is actually, if you get more towards around about February next year, there's an image of an open window. Usually when I get that with my readers, the image of the open window means, stuff this, I have to go now. I have to actually get out of here because this is driving me absolutely mad, whether that's a smog or whatever. I also get, there was an image too of, imagine if you have two heavy coins in your hands, okay? That more feels like it's debts, and that's what's causing actually the stress and strain. I also get, let me see, it was interesting too, when you were trying to patch in and call, I got quite literally the weight of home, and the weight of home where every time, everywhere you were trying to step, every time you went into, say, the kitchen to try and prep food, what I also get was the fact that it was almost like every time I'm trying to actually eat something within this place, it just doesn't feel right. So the main thing is just over the next few months, have a look into if you can actually do a bit of a change of scenery. You might even just need to get away. Because every time you're trying to get away, what I get is literally your hands being stuck to whether it's tablecloths, whether it's tea towels, whatever. I know it's a bit of a weird image, but usually when I get that, it's someone who goes, bloody hell, like domestic life is weighing me down a bit. But too, what you do is if you get away, you need to get away. And once you do, you'll actually, if you even take time out, you'll actually go, do I really want to actually be here? Okay, it's always the case. We always need to do a little bit of homework. But,
we're going to have to move on to our next caller, Heather, because we are a little bit limited with our time. So, I hope we've been a help for you this afternoon for you, Heather.
You have. Can I just, I guess, ask one quick thing? So by getting away, it'll actually, when I come back, I will feel more at peace. Is that what you're saying? That when I can take breaks and clear my mind, I can come back
and
I will feel more centered and grounded and happier there.
Yeah. Work on the anxiety, Larvi. When it kept on with my grandma, it kept on actually hitting me in the back, towards the back, at the back of the gut. So it sort of goes more towards this, and sometimes in families it's a bit of a thing where anxiety runs in line with people.
We're going to have to move on then, Matt. I want to go
no
on
worries.
To our next caller.
Thank you, I appreciate your help.
Thank you,
guys.
Thanks, Heather. Thanks.
Pleasure,
okay, we'll take our next. Sorry about that, guys. It's just that we've got a bit of a queue, and I want to try and get through as many as we can. So I'm going to go into our next caller, which is Joe from the actual chat room. I know Joe has been waiting for a while, so I'll bring Joe in. Hi,
hello.
Joe. Welcome to Conversations with Spirit. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Hi.
Hi, Joe. Where are you calling from?
Costa Rica.
Where, sorry?
Central America, Costa Rica.
Okay. What's your time zone there? I don't remember having anybody from Costa Rica before.
It's just a regular central time zone.
Okay. What's your question? I know you're in need of or you're hoping for a little bit of guidance from us today. What's your question?
Well, I'm trying to decide whether I stay here and try to get more work, or if I should go home. Plus, I just kind of started seeing someone, and I'm not sure if that's going anywhere. I'm just kind of wondering what to do next.
Okay, I shall just hand you to Chris Aldous. Chris, are you able to help Joe out?
Right then. Well, I feel quite comfortable where I am, and I want to say if there is more work and you know that you can do more work, I would take it, because I do feel as if you went back home, you'd feel as if you'd let yourself down and you'd been a bit defeated, because I just feel as if there's a bit of adventure in you as a person, and you like to be out there and you like to see things. And you don't like to be pinned into a corner.
Correct.
Okay. Yeah?
I'm just wondering if work is going to come. I'm trying to freelance, and this past year it's been too difficult. I'm wondering if it's going to get better.
It will get better, but it's a difficult for everybody at this moment in time, okay? I also got a strong spiritual connection with yourself as well. So I want to say that if you've seen spirit, or you can see spirit, or you sense spirit, you understand this?
Do I?
Yes or no? Yeah.
You know, sometimes I think so, because sometimes I'm wondering if I'm just kind of, you know, telling people things and talking out of my ass, if I'm really, you know what I mean? Is this coming from me, or is it coming from someone else, kind of thing?
Well, have a bit of faith in yourself, because it's there with you.
Good.
Okay. Money is not going to be easy. And I don't know whether it's the next 6 months or the past 6 months, I've been very, very tight. Yeah? But it doesn't mean that by next year, there won't be a turnaround for you.
Will or will not? Because I want to hear that it will.
It will be.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
What about a love life? Because I just kind of started to see someone. I'm wondering if that's going somewhere.
Have you got what's your date of birth, Joe? I mean, me and the other Matt will do a bit of numerology for you.
Great.
3/31/67. So say that again. Sorry, 3.
March 31st, 1967.
Okay. So Mr. Zonka, I'll let you start.
Okay. So you're in a 12 year, which equals a 3. So the 3 is usually to do with work changes, and it always starts from your birthday. So there are, but what I also got, even without doing the cards, is that the past, even without doing the cards on numerology, was the past couple of months, it was literally like, you can imagine like a tap not running more of any water running out of it. So the past couple of months have been really difficult to find that work. It's like going, bloody hell, where am I going to be next with the next bit of bread am I earning? If you go forward, however, more sort of towards, so I get the numbers of 1, 2, 3, that usually relates to months, days, or can even be hours. So 1, 2, 3 goes more so for the next 3 months. If you can imagine, you're going almost, yep, Yep. When are you giving me an answer? When are you giving me an answer? When are you giving me an answer? Then going over over 1 month, there's dribs and drabs. The next month, more. The third month, that is when you begin to get working. The middle, it won't be easy. With you, it's best not to move. If you move, the image I get is, it's funny, when people are trying to move you, when it doesn't work, it looks like a flattened removalist tire, removalist van tire. So I wouldn't move as yet. With Love Life, the past year, I almost get like this, if you can imagine an image of a light switch going hidden, miss, hidden, miss, hidden, miss. And then you come into a phase where with Love Life, what happens is that you'll know where you stand with actually the current person around about sort of more towards later October, about sort of more the last week in October going to the first week in November. With your numbers, the double three is always creative work. Okay, it's basically, I always find with double threes, they're people like crafts people, they're artisans, they're marketers, people like that. You have in your chart as well, let me see, 6-1, just hang on a minute. Okay, so the 11 usually, the 11 is usually, I think it's the 11, okay, let me have a look, 6-1-7s, yep, an 11. So an 11th number, I think it's an 11 number, two, usually what happens is with them, they're intuitive. Okay, they have an intuitive bend. So which means they, with regards to spiritual work, keep going with it. Usually I find with the twos, they're highly intuitive. They're good storytellers, they're good illustrators, that sort of thing. So with the creative work, you certainly got it there. The 1, 2, 3 is also a bit of sort of, it's a bit of a planner, that sort of thing. The main thing is with you is that if you must be around people, working by yourself, sometimes freelancing is like that, where it is a bit of a lonely path. But the thing is, what matters with someone with a 6 in their chart is usually they love the social groups, they love family. They want that balanced life. But also, too, what you've got is 3, 6, 9s, the majority of 3, 6, 9s, you've got a double 3, so creative, so the creative mind. The 3, 6, 9 is always someone whose mind stays active into an old age. So they don't usually get the heebie-jeebies that and sort of someone gets for the mind when they get older. So that's actually really good.
Joe, how motivated have you found yourself this year? Because with numerology I'm picking up, there's this real push for motivation. Question is, are you over-motivated this year? Are you pushing yourself too hard, or can you let things just take their own turn here? What's the pressure you put it on yourself?
Gotta eat and gotta pay rent.
Beside that, Joe, what I'm actually feeling here is that we've got probably a couple more months, July, August, of this sort of feeling of this pressure that's actually on you. Then I just get this pressure is then released, but I do not see you traveling. I do not see you having to go back home. I do not see that.
I just feel like if it's going to stay like this, then I need to go back and try something, because I can't keep floundering like I've been. I feel like I've been floundering. I was offered to teach because I was teaching the last 2 months at this school. But the salary is so incredibly low, I might as well just not work at all and try to work my graphic design, you know, gigs. It's just, I think the only thing that, you know, I really want to be motivated by, it's like, if work isn't going to be there, I'd like to have a love life. And like I said, I met someone a couple days ago, and we hit it off really well. I'm just wondering where that's going. And, you know,
right.
If it's something
what
that I won't
actually,
know until October, then,
that
again,
relationship.
Like, I'm wondering what's the point of me sticking around if I have to wait until October to have a love life.
I'm actually feeling very strongly with this particular relationship is that I feel you've got to get your work situation and your mind sorted to be able to put the right effort into this relationship. I just feel a lot of pressure around that relationship, where it, to enable it to survive and to enable it to actually happen, it's not just you that's got pressure on. I feel there is pressure on this new love as well. I've just got this pressure. It's just like it's the pressure pot, or we're in the melting pot here. And under normal circumstances, that relationship could flourish. It just seems that there is this pressure around it.
Well, I guess
I'm not ruling it out. I am not ruling it out. I'm just saying that once other aspects of your life and his life sort themselves out, then that relationship will become more favorable. The signs for that relationship will become more favorable.
Well, okay. I mean, this is all kind of cruddy news. I was hoping to get better news. You know, because what you guys are saying is I have a love life or a real job.
I tend to say, Joe, what I need to say and what I'm given.
What I'm calling for is more clarification, not more bad news. I mean, do you think I should back home and get a real job? This is what I'm confused with.
Yeah. All I'm aware of is that teaching job, I don't get the right vibe for. I don't get the right signage for. I feel it has to be disregarded.
Okay. I just don't know what I'm going to do if I'm not teaching. I have to go back home. I'm not teaching. I can't fly her until October.
Right. It's just that all I'm actually going to say is that I get the stop sign as far as that teaching job goes, but I don't rule out the opportunity of other teaching jobs. It just seems to be such a waste of effort to have to go all the way back home.
Well, that teaching job wouldn't be home. That would be here.
No, this is what I'm saying. There's got to be other teaching job opportunities where you are. Otherwise, going back home, it's been such a waste of effort.
But the teaching job is they have already offered to me. It's not like I'm looking for teaching jobs. I'm a graphic designer. I wanted to do that. And the
I'm not actually feeling that there is in the short term. It's making ends meet. It's survival mode in the short term, and then the graphic work will come back in gradually. That's how I'm actually seeing this.
Well, I know that's how you see it, but that's not how it works. It's right now. The teaching doesn't start until
I'm going to have to leave this call here because we have run out of time. Right, we're going to have a music break, and then we will be back. We will be back shortly. We'll be back in about 5 minutes, everyone.
Sure.
my soul. There's something, Lord, I can't control. I'm never giving up while I'm still breathing. I'm not home, I'm not lost, still holding on to what I got. Ain't much left, for there's so much that's been stolen. I guess I've lost everything I've had. I'm not dead, at least not yet.
Listening to Conversations with Spirit here on Mike Spirit FM. I'm your host, Matthew James. In the studio, we've got Chris Aldous and we've got Matt Zonka. Just a valid point for all listeners, everybody who, the callers who are waiting for readings at the moment. Sometimes it's not possible. Well, in fact, it's not possible. We're not magicians. We've not got a magic wand. We unfortunately can't change life situations for people. And people have got to realize that me, Matt, Chris, and any other medium or psychic who are genuine and have got integrity will say things as they are. Unfortunately, sometimes it's not what people want to hear. We will say what's needed to be said, don't we, Chris?
We do indeed. If you want magic tricks, go see a witch.
That's correct.
That's it. That's right.
What made you say that, Mr. Aldous? What made you say that?
Well, all I could think is these people are always peddling love spells and all the rest of it on the internet. Well, you can try your heart's content, but it ain't going to work. At the end of the day, if you want to find a relationship that's going to last and is going to be worthwhile, find it with yourself first.
That's a very valid point. Very valid point indeed. That was that's a good one, that. That's another one that deserves a live audience, that, I think. And my live audience button doesn't work now. Oh, well. Okay, so area code 760-283-4611 if you would like to call into the studio and actually have a live reading with us today. We'll take another call. We'll take area code 951. Hello, area code 951. What's your name, please? Where are you calling from?
Hi, my name's Lori. I'm calling from California.
Hi, Marie. What's your question for us this afternoon?
Well, anything that, like, Spirit would have to say and maybe love life.
Okay, straight away, I mean, I always tend to start with grandparents. These are the generations that seem to come in with me. I want to actually say that I've got a loving couple coming in. So there's a grandmother and a grandfather who were, I would say, inseparable here. I'm tempting to go to your father's side, but I'm not totally convinced because I don't know if they're talking about your father or not. But can you remember your grandmother or your grandfather from your father's side, please? Would they have been close together? Would they have been inseparable?
Yeah, they were close, yes.
Right. What they're actually talking about is they're actually concerned about your father. I mean, and your relationship with him. I'm backpedaling here, and I need to confirm him first of all. Your father's still on the earth plane, yes?
No, he passed over.
Right. They're therefore talking about the relationship that you had with your father. Was it not good at times? At times.
At times, yes. Totally.
Right. I'm understanding it's being brought up. This relationship between you and your father is being brought up. Is there anybody discussing family matters at the moment and it's either upsetting you or you're holding back saying what you want to say?
I think it's me. I'm just going through thinking about it, like it's right now. I love my father and I hate him. And then I love him and I try to forgive. Yeah.
Because what I'm hearing, Maria, is something about something that's been said or being said is all lies. So somebody's talking about him or talking about the situation.
Yeah.
There's been. What's explained to me here is that there's been contests in the family. There's been, let's just say, a little bit of a battle or a little bit of frictions in the family. That is what is being brought to my attention here.
Yeah, he passed away and the will was, like, not done in the matter he wrote it in. And then, like, I was kind of, like, left out after my mother died, and I was pushed down, like, every time I would try to go forward, there was family interference that would stop me. So,
oh, well, the words I'm getting here is it left him dumb or it left him speechless. Now, either that was an illness or the fact that when he looked in on the situation, it left him speechless. Because my understanding, you wouldn't be in the financial situation that you are in now if things ran smoothly. And that's what's really annoying. It's more annoying your grandfather. I feel your father is half expected it to happen.
Yeah. Right. My father, he was warned about the will all the time and he wouldn't listen. But yes,
this is my understanding why it's your grandfather that is the one that is really complaining and your father set back and going, okay, you do the talking part, Dad, because look, I've got nothing to say on this matter. I knew you would have been okay if it had gone the way it was supposed to go.
Absolutely, and that hurts me so bad. But, and yeah. Absolutely.
So 100% the theme of this connection is therefore about your finances and about moving you forward. It's not about doctor and health because that's going to sort itself out. That it's been acknowledged there has been a matter there. There has been a bit of a problem there. It's more about getting yourself on your feet and moving forward. Would we have two children, please?
Yes.
Right. So, and would you have gone through a separation or would you have gone through an issue with a relationship and it's been resolved?
With the boys?
More with the boy's father. That's what's being emphasized here.
The boy's father are passed away.
Right. So the issue of, my apologies for the wording that I'm getting it, but somebody is being very tactful, and I feel this is grandmother, rather than opening up. You have managed to move on then.
Yes.
Hang on a minute. I'm giving you something for luck. Have you still got some momentum or some artifact for luck? Were you given something for luck? Something lucky? Something to? I mean, I heard the words. I gave her something for luck, and it was said very quietly. Who would that be?
I really don't know. Offhand, I can't think right now. It could, you mean from my father, from my father's boy?
Right. Who did you see their last moments? Who were you there on the deathbed when they actually died and there was the last breath?
My grandfather. I saw him take his last breath.
Right, it's just that apparently there's some token of luck or something where you're being blessed with a little bit of luck here, or you're being given a little bit of luck for things to go right.
Okay, well, maybe he's just passing it on. I don't have too many things where I can't, my material things are gone.
So you don't have the lucky coin then? You don't have a lucky coin or a gold coin or something that's more a memento rather than actually have any value?
Offhand, I don't remember. Some lady gave me a 10 pence or something on the beach one time, a long time ago, and I said it was my lucky coin.
Can I ask who gave you that?
That was some lady that was lost, and she needed to know where a hotel was, and I took her, and she gave me this pence.
No, that doesn't fit. I don't want to make that fit. It's just I'm aware that somebody said something like giving you a token of luck, or you deserve a token of luck. It's about time that the sand shifted and things started going right for you. The problem I've got is I've got such a short time to make a connection, and I've got somebody that want to actually able to communicate with you.
Right, that's fine. I'll think about it or maybe they're just telling me, they're sending me luck, maybe.
I've got the feeling that could be some indication of your luck's about to change. Who had the esophagus duodenum problem? Like, was this indigestion or was this actually heart failure? Because
my dad.
Right. So it's your father that I'm actually, who's the main communicator now at this moment. And I've just got the feeling that he's the one that's going on about the token of luck, offering you some tokens of luck and offering you. It's actually. I'm getting befuddled. I'm getting a little bit mixed up. He's saying so. I don't know if he was mixed up at the end or his head was all mixed up at the end. But that's the personality I've taken on board here.
Well, my brother moved in, took everything. So there was really, I got nothing out of that whole thing.
Can I just hand you to Chris? I'll hand you to Chris. Let's see if Chris has got anything. Because I'm getting confused with the connections here. Chris, can you help me out, please?
Okay, well, before you even started speaking, I just felt as if Dad was here. Okay, and I don't know whether it was he had problems with his eyes and wore glasses, or you're having problems and you need to get your eyes checked. Can you understand this?
Yes.
Yeah? Is that with yourself?
Yeah, I do. I need reading. Well, I'm wearing reading glasses, yes.
All right, because I can feel pressure on one side of my face as well, you see. So I know one eye's better than the other eye. You understand this?
Yeah, I got a lazy eye.
Yeah? Okay. Yeah. All right, you were always his little girl, is what he's just said. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And sorry he didn't listen, because he was a very, very stubborn man, and what he said was always right, even when it was wrong. Do you understand?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah, I totally understand that, yep.
He wishes he'd done things differently, but what he's done is done, and he can't change anything now. Yeah?
Yeah.
He is going to look after you, okay? And he's going to do his best to sort things out for you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And he can't do out about the will. But there has been complications at work, okay? You understand this?
Yeah.
And he's doing his best to try and work that out. And has there been some confusion with wages as well?
Right now I'm unemployed, so yeah.
All right. Well, he is talking about wages, but he's talking about wages that haven't been paid correctly. So can you watch for this?
Okay.
Yeah? Because I feel as if you are owed some money. And I don't know whether this is a tax refund or something, but he is talking about a little bit of money to help tide you over.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's nothing. I don't have the finances to fight it anymore. I fought it for 7 years, and they were all corrupt.
Yeah? But he's not talking about the will. Yeah?
Oh, okay.
Okay. He's talking about something else, so it might have been where you last worked or whatever. But can you... All right. But I do feel as if there is a little bit of money going to come your way, and it's his way of saying thank you. Yeah?
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
It's not going to be through the will. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
But it's like some money that is going to end up coming your way. One way or another, whether you get a bit of luck or something like that, but something's going to happen. And when you think you're really on your backside, he will always be there to help you through.
Okay. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Matt, do you want to add to the reading, Mr. Zonka?
You want to... Okay, with Love Life, what I got was basically what I've had is a amount of understandings coming through. Not usually write down notes. So it is someone where you're going to have to, where when they come in, even though it's been difficult, I mean, with select kids and all, it usually is. But the thing is that what I do get is that there's a amount of understanding coming through. The main thing is, okay, I got more a water sign, okay. I get more sort of either Pisces or Cancerian. I'm not sure. It goes more towards a crab symbol like Cancerian. What I also get is more as well that even though to like be mentally frustrating on a level going, where's the next fellow coming in? Where's the next fellow coming in? Or when is sort of relationships going to work? What I do get, however, is that unlike before where you've had the most of the downs and the ups, what you do get is more... going, right, the time is coming up where relationships fit in. Two, the main thing is with that relationship is that you also have a fellow who's similar to you coming in, okay, in terms of I get one child, been around that person more, actually a little girl. But the main thing is not to let any of the back issues or any of the stuff which went on before come into that relationship. Try and actually maybe workshop it together a bit. But the main thing is if you don't let that come in, then it won't erode the relationship quickly. If you so much as actually try and actually put all the issues in quickly and try and clean too much, then what happens is that the relationship won't work. What I do get, however, is that if you just let things be the way they are, sit with the things the way they are, then you're going to get this relationship coming in, which actually can flourish. The time frame is more towards, okay, it goes more towards the feeling of actually early next year, although there is an image of a gold twirling heart, which again is that whole relationships thing where there's someone coming through about then, but I still get a stronger feeling towards next year. what else to get? There are two things. There's the image of the moon coming above me and sort of an image of the night sky where there is clarity. Whereas, say, unlike before, where it was sort of like it has a cloudiness about it, usually it relates to, because of the stress and strain of life, often we'll all lose our focus. That stuff is gradually clearing. It just needs a little bit more time. That's what I get. Okay? So hopefully that gives you an idea. With regards to work as well, even though the sort of out of workness is there, and it is a difficult phase, what you do find is that gradually, but very gradually, that will change. Because at the moment, every time you're trying to find the right path to go in, it's difficult. There is an image of, usually we get an image of a house coming in. That does mean forthcoming stability. So I would say that unlike now where you're going, there's not much coming up. It does come through, but again, it still has some time to go. So that's what I get. Yeah.
Maria, why was your late husband angry? I got an anger. Was that directed at your family, or was that directed at the way that he actually died? Now, he's actually given me a very sore shoulder, an aching arm, and I also feel my left jaw was either broken or there was a problem with his jaw. What's the anger, first of all?
I don't know. There was I wasn't married. I had two boyfriends that were the father.
But no, you know the late partner of your children. This is who I'm on about.
Yeah, right. Well, one died and fell, and then the other one he had cancer of the bone, so it might be
right. Him. So the one who fell. I mean, would you know if he sustained a shoulder injury on the left side, and all his cheekbone and all his jaw on his left side would have been broken?
He may have, yeah.
Because I mean, I've got this strongly, and I've got to say, I've got anger as well, and obviously feeling cheated and felt that you've been cheated and not there to support you. Most definitely somebody who did have deep feelings for you. Deep-rooted is the word. He had deep-rooted feelings. All I'm aware of is that he feels a right jerk for the way that it happened.
It was either the one with the blonde hair or the dark hair. I mean, I was close to both of them. We were good friends. But one wanted to see his son, and he was back east, and he couldn't get to him. And he finally saw him before he passed away. Anything?
Well, who is the one? The one I'm trying to identify here is the one who has given me all these injuries on my left side, because now my left leg is going. There's a lot of injury, and there's definitely something that feels like a broken jaw. Or which one's that one? I'm not being given names, and I'm not being given hair coloring. This is the one who is angry.
It might have been Johnny. I'm not sure. Because they never told me exactly what he broke when he fell. He fell backwards down into a river, like drowned it kind of thing. And not a river, but a creek.
Well, is there any way that, I mean, is there any way that surely it could have been avoided? I mean, this is the word that I'm getting from this guy. And as far as he concerns, he feels himself a little bit of a jerk for the way that that it happened. I don't know if he'd lost balance or even he'd been pushed, but I just got the feeling of I definitely went sideways to the left and backwards, but it was on the left side.
It could have been. I mean, I pictured that he was sitting on this kind of like railing above the street and leaned back too far and went down and fell down over 8-9 feet.
I'm just aware that there's a lot of sentiments coming from spirit, coming from the other side. There's absolutely nothing that could have been changed that's actually in your life path. It's completely unfortunate, all the difficulties that you've had. But because I'm seeing turkey and Thanksgiving, I mean, I know that's Christmas time, but there's an assurance that things are going to be picking up and you're going to be feeling less bruised by Christmas time. Only reason is I'm seeing turkeys and I'm hearing the word Thanksgiving, and there's this reference to you also not feeling as bloated as you've been feeling as well. I don't know if you've had a bit of a stomach upset or what this feeling of being bloated is, but you're not going to be feeling as bloated as you have been doing.
I'm trying to lose weight. Exactly. And working out. So, yeah.
So, every little bit makes a difference. So, the guy that I'm actually connecting with, I get the strong impression that he still follows you around. He's still treating you, or trying to treat you as the lady. He's still trying to treat you as if he's still in your life. And I feel from time to time you will get this sensation that there is somebody around.
Yeah, I get the sensation that there's somebody's around. Yeah.
I mean, my feeling here is when somebody thinks that their life on the earth plane has been snatched from them, they're going to remain earthbound and they're going to still try and interact and still try and help in the way that they can. And this guy's angry and frustrated that life isn't changing in the way it should be for you.
Yeah. I don't know if I'm just down on myself, but then I try, and then I get upset, and then I quit, and then I try again. Yeah, so, yeah. It's just rough.
Is your property for sale yet? Have you gone through it, the sale board and the sale sign yet?
My brother bought it. Went out from under me. They wouldn't even let me try.
Right. Okay. Yeah. That is another twist in this tale. It's a scenario of, let's just basically say that you've hit that rock bottom now. That's the way that it's being explained to me. You've hit that rock bottom now. It's most definitely not going to get any worse from this point forward.
Okay.
Now,
yeah, because I just saw on the computer he's building a house. He got over $500,000 out of the deal. Yeah, and 100 acres of land, and you know, he took loans out on the company that he shouldn't even touch. It was my dad's. You know, he had no business doing that. It was all illegal. But I can't, you know, the whole county.
I'm gonna leave it there, Maria, because obviously we've got about half an hour of the show left.
Absolutely.
So I'm going to thank you so much for calling in this evening, and I hope we've actually given you some inspiration.
You did. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you, Maria. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, guys, we've got about half an hour left. I mean, it's gone very quickly.
Yep, it has indeed.
Thank goodness that we've not had the storms. At least we've got a strong connection today, and things are actually happening. I think we will take a music break.
Yep.
So we can just sort of have a little bit of a step away from the connections we've made and prepare ourselves for the next caller. The next caller is going to be area code 201. We will be back very shortly, about 4.5 minutes.
When I see you, girl, you turn my head, you make me dizzy. I get a good vibration. When I look into your big blue eyes, I start to quiver and shake. I get a strange sensation. When you walk by me, you strut around, you make me crazy. I get no relaxation. Talk to me.
Welcome back to Conversations with Spirit here on Mike Spirit FM. I'm your host, Matthew James. In the studio, we've got Chris Aldous and Matt Zonka. We've been taking some live calls over the last hour. We've been doing live readings. We've been doing mediumship. We've been doing numerology. We've been doing clairvoyance. We're going to be taking some more calls shortly. My apologies for the dusted off songs, the old classics, the old Kiss song there, Talk to Me, off the Unmasked album. It's just that I'm being a little bit nostalgic on the show today, and I've been digging some of the old songs out. Chris Aldous, we didn't answer the question that I posed probably about an hour ago about how do people know when there is a genuine psychic, and how do you differentiate a genuine psychic from all the ones that have come out of the woodwork? There's a question for you. How can people tell the difference?
Right then. Well, I would basically...
Oh, that's a tricky one. How do you find out? Well, first of all, I'd find out if you feel comfortable with the person. If you don't feel comfortable with them, don't sit with them. It's all right to be a little bit apprehensive if you've never had a reading before. Yeah, that's fine. But if you don't like the look of a person, don't have a reading with them. Just because they're all flash, it doesn't mean they're any good.
Yeah.
And basically, talk to them, first of all. And if they seem a sincere person, fair enough. But if all they seem to be interested in is taking your money off you, keep your money in your back pocket.
Dead right. Yeah. What about word of mouth? What about I'm just thinking about the person who's got like an emotional issue, or they've got a real problem, and maybe they've got in their neighbourhood, they've got friends, or they've got family, or they've got others that they know go for readings. I would sort of recommend to people, really, first of all, go for word of mouth. Ask around and find out who people recommend, as opposed to just putting like a search engine in your area for psychic or medium, and you're going to get hit with thousands or hundreds. I would actually recommend going with word of mouth, finding out from friends and finding out from others who is good and who is reputable. What do you think about that, Chris, as advice?
Well, most definitely. Well, I advertise in like the Yellow Pages, and I get people ringing me up from there. Fine, you come and see me. I think anybody who comes to see me for a reading is pretty much meant to come and see me for a reading. But what I do find is, from preference, I will always prefer to have somebody who's seen me work come and see me.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like to, if I'm going to see a medium, or a psychic, I like to know that they've actually done public demonstrations. They've actually shown that they can do this work in front of other people.
Yeah.
Because if you are working with spirit, the connection's there, and you'll be able to give the evidence. No ifs, no buts.
That's
if
right.
I sit there and somebody's with the tarot, I don't go for tarot card readings. Yeah, that's just me personally. I can read tarot card, I can read angel card, but I'm cheating. I'm just asking them upstairs. So if I see somebody and they've got tarot cards and they're reading the little book, I think, stay away.
Yeah. I couldn't agree more. I mean, I tend to, whenever I get a phone call, I tend to ask, where have you heard from me? And invariably, it's a fact that it's a friend, who a friend's been, or a sister's been, or a mother's been, or a work colleague's been. I prefer the word of mouth, because word of mouth is the best form of advertising. Because obviously, people are going to, in a work office, are going to say, "Oh, go and see this guy because he said this." The person is already reassured of the quality or what they can actually anticipate during that reading. If you are ordering a reading offline cold, I mean, the such is PowerPoint, such is other graphic design packages these days, and such is the English language, that anybody can have a fantastic advert out there. Anybody can have a really good book cover, but does it mean that that person is as good as what they advertise themselves?
Well, no, it's like the classic one, isn't it? I'm an international medium now because I sit in Manchester and I talk to you in America and Australia.
yeah, very true. I mean, that is a big misconception when you see these mediums that say that they are psychics international. I mean, all right, yeah, I put myself UK and international because I've lived and done readings in the UK. I've lived and done readings in New Zealand. I've lived and done readings here in Australia. That, to me, means that you're international because you've lived and worked in other countries. That's my definition anyway.
Exactly. It means you've travelled around a bit. But it does sound, makes you sound better than what you are.
Well, that's right. It does. It's this other one that we get over here, and you probably get it in the UK, celebrity medium. When they say celebrity medium, does it mean that they are classing themselves as a celebrity, or does it mean that they've actually been reading celebrities?
Well, exactly. But just because you read a celebrity doesn't mean you're any good. It just means you're better off in the pocket.
That's right.
But, yeah, there are those who are on TV and do it and things like that. But it's also, it's quite amusing. It's like I went to doing the phone lines and that, and there was the Russell Brand lines. And I got offered a job doing it, but I couldn't do it at the time because I didn't have a landline. Ironically, I told the woman that she'd be moving to America, so when I rang back 12 months later for a job, she'd left the company. And then I got offered a job on another one by this Michelle Knight. And she's quite like one of the celebrity ones. She's got a nice website and she does horoscopes. And I like her horoscopes and things like that. And when I read the actual terms and conditions of what you could actually say, Spirit just put a block on me, point blank, you're not working there. Because the more commercial it gets, the less personal it is.
That's right. That's right. I couldn't agree more. I think we'll take area code 201. I think we've waffled on enough in this final part of the show. I mean, we've got about 17 minutes we've got left. So we will take area code 201. Yeah. Hello, area code 201. What's your name, please, and where are you calling from?
Hi. I'm calling from Massachusetts, and I don't really want to give out my name because the question is very personal.
Okay, so I'm going to call you Sue then. How's that? Hi, Sue.
Okay, that's good. Thank you.
What's your question for us today, Sue?
My question is that at work, I just recently started a new job. It's been a couple of months, and at work, I have noticed one of my coworkers in a different department. Whenever I go into his office to speak with him about business, I notice him looking deep in my eyes and then looking at my lips while I'm talking. And it's just making me, after I noticed that, it's just making me very nervous and very uncomfortable. I actually am trying to avoid him, but sometimes, you know, we just end up dealing with each other because of our work. But I wanted to know, is it just in my head or is it really happening?
The irony here, Sue, is that I'd actually preempted this reading when I saw your area code. I get information before I actually do a reading, and I'd actually written down relationship issue !! Male ! And I'd I was actually looking at the situation in more in depth, so I could actually hit the ground running with this reading. And I think that there's a possibility of that being very real. But I think that guy still has issues of his own in a current relationship, and he's having problems with his potential in-laws or his potential partner's family because there's issues going on with him.
Well, actually, I am married. I'm happily married for, it's been 8 years, and he has been married for several years now, I think, 5 years maybe, and we both have children, and I never cheated on my husband, nothing. We're, you know, and he seems to be a very good husband, I think, from what I can tell. So,
yeah,
I don't know what's going on.
I'm actually tempted to say very instinctively here, and I am being very instinctive here. I'm going with the gut, which is a lot of the way that I actually work, and say I would try and avoid this guy if you can. I would keep it to a business level. I would keep it to a work level. And I would try and avoid this guy as much as you can, because he's the one that is going through a torrid time here in the relationship. And he's the one that's actually tempted to break out of his relationship. And it would be such a crying shame for you to break up something that is right, which is special, which is balanced. Because this other guy is going through issues, and he has chosen to maybe hit on you. And make you the excuse to break out of his relationship. I don't want your relationship being broken up because of that. Do you understand what I'm saying?
No. I am actually. It's not gonna happen. No matter what happens, I love my husband. I am perfectly very happy in my marriage. It's just that I can't control myself being nervous around this person anymore. Because
this is why, Sue, you need to avoid this guy as much as you can, because he will keep being there as a temptation. And I don't want you to go with that temptation, because I know what I'm seeing on your side is a perfectly happy, balanced marriage. What I see on this work college side is rocky, stormy, torrid, and he's looking for an excuse to get out of it.
And for example, today I went into his other coworker. I avoided dealing with him, so I went with his other coworker. I went into his other coworker's office to deal with the situation, and out of nowhere, he knew I was there. He just came into the office and just stood there, just for no reason, and I became so flustered. I became sweaty. I just don't know. And then sometimes I think maybe it's just in my head. Maybe, you know, it's just as
no,
a human
I,
being.
From the way that I had it preempted about relationship issue, !! Male question mark, which is with it, how I got my preempt, I don't think that's in your head. Now, on your father's side, has your father lost a brother, please? You've got an uncle who's passed over, please.
On my father's side?
I'm feeling him on your father's side, yeah. And I've got a grandfather as well.
Yeah, my grandfather passed away.
Right. This guy that's with him, this other male, is that actual uncle or is that a great uncle?
I am not sure, because I have a lot of family members who passed away. I have a very big family. Sure,
right. Well,
yeah.
All I'm aware of is I've got somebody here who's very much used to call the shots as far as the family situation goes. So there's a pretty strong-willed gentleman here. He's complaining about his throat. His throat situation, whether it was a throat cancer or it was a thyroid problem. This guy is basically saying that just as easily and readily you've got this job, you may actually decide to get yourself another job, because I've got a feeling that what you've got lies ahead is somebody who, I'm not saying he's going to harass you. I'm not saying that at all. But all I've got a feeling is this guy who's going to try and put some pressure on you. And if you are able to maybe acknowledge that, step away from that, and keep yourself aware that this guy is basically interested, but don't go there. That's the best way of putting it.
Okay. And you see me getting a new job?
I see. All I'm saying is the options are there for you. The options are open there for you to take another job if you so wish.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Now, Chris, Mr. Aldous, have you got something for Sue here, please?
Well, the only thing that springs into my mind is just keeping my arm's length. If he actually takes it any further, and he does try and make advances, you can always report him and have him done for sexual harassment when push comes to shove.
Yeah, I was seeing harassment, and I was seeing tribunal or something of those lines, but I didn't want to particularly air that on, put that on the radio, because I don't see it as a prediction. I see it as a possibility if you don't say no to this guy.
Well, it's not even that. It's common sense.
Yeah.
Yeah? I'm just saying it as I see it, yeah?
Yeah.
With yourself, the lady who we're speaking to, I just feel as if she needs to stand up for herself a little bit more, because she's not confident in what she does at work. And she should be confident in what she's doing, because she's earned the right to be where she is.
Mm. I just feel you're going to be... He's going to try and demean you or undermine you. This is the problem that I've got, because you're not going to go with his advances. You're going to completely keep him at arm's length. And I just feel that this is a person that isn't going to take no for an answer particularly easily or readily. So it's a warning as such, but it doesn't mean that you're going to have any major problems with him. It's just a warning as such that's the type of personality that you're dealing with here.
Okay. So it's definitely not in my head.
It's definitely not in your head. No, I do not get that at all.
Okay.
All right. Does she go?
I'm sorry, hear you, it's cutting off.
Sorry, oh. Chris, what were you saying then, Chris?
I said, trust your gut.
Very important. Go with instinct. Listen to your instinct. Go with your gut. Go with your gut feeling, Sue.
Okay.
I think if you actually say something to him, he'll run a mile, because he won't want the asshole.
Yeah. But I've just got a feeling that it's not going to be as simple as that. I think there's a little bit more complex to it than that.
Okay.
Sue, I'm going to leave it there, because we've got probably about just a little over 5 minutes of the show left, and we've got our outro and our goodbye. So I'm going to have to leave it there. Thank you for calling in.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, gentlemen, we're down to the last 5 minutes. It's been absolutely awesome having you both on the show. Thank you. Thank you, Matt Zonka, for coming on the show today.
Pleasure. Yep, pleasure.
It's been really good having you on, and no doubt I'll be calling you back on in the near future. My husband is working.
As long as I'm doing the job properly.
Bit of a delayed applause there for Matt Zonka. And Chris, as always, it's an absolute pleasure having you on the show.
Hey, it's always a pleasure.
And it goes without saying, Chris, that I'll be calling on you in the near future to come back on the show again, because it's always great having a fellow countryman and fellow northerner on the show.
Aye.
we've got time for another call. Now, I actually know this gentleman. It's Paul. He's a regular to the show. we're not probably going to be able to do much for him in the remaining 5 minutes, but I've left him to the end because I do personally know Paul through the Blog Talk Radio, the Mike Spirit FM, but I thought we'd just bring Paul in the dying embers of this show. So if I can just get it going. Hello, Paul. How are you today? Hello,
okay,
Paul.
Thank you. How are you, lot?
We're good. We've just got ourselves through another exhausting 2 hours of mediumship on Conversations with Spirit. We've had some good readings. We've had some bad readings. We've had some difficult readings, but we're okay. How are you?
I'm all right, thanks. I like Chris's attitude. I think he's brilliant. Made me laugh.
He's a northerner. He's from Manchester. He's my neck of the woods, Mr. Paul. You're a southerner, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm down south. But it's true what he says, though, about these other mediums. There's so many of them about. And they give him so false readings. And so, what's it? They play with people's emotions. And when nothing happens, they go, oh, I spent 50 quid on you. You don't work. Nothing's happened. So they go back for more. Can't work out.
Very true. That's one thing I don't understand. That somebody goes to one of these other psychics and they go for a reading and they have a bad experience, yet they go back to that same person a second time, and a third time, or they go to another one that's just as bad. I can't understand it.
They're looking for answers what they won't get. That's what they go for.
There's a differential, right? And I think you'll agree with me, Paul, because, I mean, anyone else who's actually listening to the show, Paul is in actual mediumship development himself. He's a fellow psychic. You've got the need readers and the want readers. The need readers are the ones with integrity who will say it as it is. And because you say it is it as it is, you can actually get people's backs up, or you can actually offend people because it's not what they're wanting to hear necessarily. Then you've got the want readers, the ones who brush people's egos, the ones who basically say what people want to say all the time, even if it doesn't come true, because they make people feel good, people go back to them.
That's it, yeah. You're bang on there.
Well, what I think it is, call me daft, yeah, right? I did, first time when I started getting into this, I went seeing a clairvoyant and he says, it's I just want to chat, he says it's 25 quid, so I thought, piss off, I can do this myself, I don't want that. So I went and did readings at a local school and I did palm readings because I can fudge it, yeah?
Yeah.
And I did 13 readings and I donated all the money to the school, and people paid £1 or whatever, a £2. They thought it was a bit of a joke, and they all walked away gobsmacked. Yeah?
Yeah.
The follow 6 months later, I did the school fair again. I did 5 readings. The reason being is people were then talking because they knew I'd done it last time, and people were saying, I'm not coming to you because you're spooky.
Yeah, sometimes people don't want to hear the truth.
They don't want the accuracy. They don't want to see the truth. And that's why they go to these Blackpool Beach or whatever, the gypsy medium and cross me palm with silver.
That's right.
To be told a load of crap, to make them feel better about themselves.
That's spot on. Because at the end of the day, a lot of people are in a comfort zone. They're in a belief system. And in that belief system, psychics are not real, and it's a bit of fun. As soon as you give them some evidence, something evidential that is outside of that comfort zone, they get scared, they get freaked.
Exactly.
I went to that psychic and they weren't very good, and they didn't really tell me very much, but I didn't expect anything else from that, because there's no such thing as psychic ability. I mean, that to me is a differential again.
Yeah,
of course it is.
We're down to 30 seconds, gentlemen. I'm sorry it was a brief call, Paul, but it was awesome talking to you. What I'm going to say is, Paul, come back on the show maybe next week. There won't be a show next week because I'm actually in Brisbane. Come back on and I'll bring you in a little bit sooner and you can join in the conversation. How's that, Paul?
Okay, yeah, thank you. Enjoy that.
No worries, Paul. We'll speak to you again. Thanks for coming in onto the show, even though it was brief. Bye for now.
Yeah. Bye-bye. Bye-bye, all.
Okay, it's time for outro, everybody. Thank you so much to Chris and to Matt for coming on the show today. Bye for now. Same time, same place. Well, it won't be next week. It will be the week after.
Pleasure.
Yep.
Thanks for tuning in to Matthew James Medium. You can contact Matthew anytime by logging on to www.matthewjamesmedium.com. Until next week, goodbye.